our country went through a huge kind of re-examination about how we fund healthcare in order to survive during the pandemic.
This is Healthcare Worker Diary, a look at the experiences of Minnesota's frontline workers during the pandemic.
My name is Ruben Moore. I am the president and executive officer of Minnesota Community Care, the state of Minnesota's largest federally qualified health centers. When the country first got hit by the pandemic, we immediately realized we didn't have any proper emergency funding mechanism to protect our country from environmental or virus-based epidemics. The CDC was not funded in that way. The Department of Defense was not tooled. What we found was that we had huge gaps. The end result helped us realize that the core infrastructure in our country, the roads and bridges of healthcare, because healthcare is like roads and bridges, is actually not built well. I lobbied multiple not-for-profits and funding institutions and foundations to get additional help. And it was just enough to help us survive. We, did not get unlimited funding. We had to shut down some clinics, right? Some sites, some services. We had to scope our efforts to basic care needs. I think what COVID showed us is that it is like the Department of Defense, having a healthcare infrastructure that can protect our communities. So I think that it was a great learning experience around how well we as healthcare leaders and our country engages those leaders and prepares them for the critical nature of healthcare.
This programming is made possible by the Minnesota Department of Health in partnership with the Minnesota Association of Community Health Centers.